Residents of a Keokuk neighborhood say they've waited a long time for repairs to a road in front of their homes, and they're still waiting for answers about the project. It started with phone calls to City Hall and to City Council members. Then last month, a couple neighbors attended a City Council workshop. They were joined by a few more at last week's workshop, including Mike Dunn. Dunn says they need answers about Fulton Street.
There's a problem here, and it needs the attention of the council as a whole.
Large concrete barriers were installed last year to prevent people from driving on the road, which overlooks the Mississippi River. Part of the street collapsed during a hillslide. The neighbors believe it was caused by both heavy rain and a backed-up sewer grate in the area. Mayor Tom Marion disagrees.
That grate had been flushed by our department after every heavy rainfall. It's interesting that at the same time that that slide took place, the one took place at Rand Park. And so, in reality, we feel it was the weather itself that caused those slides.
Marion says the city cannot develop a timeline for reopening the road until it determines who owns the hillside. He says the owner would be asked to help cover the cost of stabilizing the hill because the city would have a hard time paying for that and the street repairs. Mike Dunn says the neighbors understand the city's financial situation, but he says the stability of this road is nothing new.
This problem started a dozen years ago, probably 10 years ago. It would have cost much less to fix it, but I'm sure 10 years ago some other problem came up.
Dunn says he's pleased with the progress made during last week's workshop. The city agreed to step up efforts to determine hillside ownership and to explore potential repair options and costs. And Mayor Marion vowed to talk to one of the neighbors each week to provide a personal update on the project. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.